Blog Talk Radio.
God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we do thank you for tonight's service. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in the lives of every man, woman, under the sound of our voices. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you would meet them at the point of their need and then give them super abundantly above.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord,
thank you
for touching every family, for blessing every family represented by those who are listening right now.
Thank you, Father.
Meet every need in abundance, O God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you,
God. And we thank you, O God, for your word tonight. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, for revelation, wisdom, and knowledge bursting forth in our hearts tonight.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for every good seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest, 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. We give you the praise, and we give you the glory and the honor, because your word says, Psalms 22, verse 3, that you inhabit the praise of your people. Your word says,
your word,
God, where two or three are gathered in your name, you would be in the midst. Thank you, Lord, for your presence on tonight. We glorify your name in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You've joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. our motto is we are co-workers in the kingdom of God. Our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, beginning at the first through the sixth verses. And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I rose and went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Romans 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. And I submit to you on this wonderful Wednesday evening that the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you would share with us the housekeeping suggestion
for
this wonderful Wednesday evening. Please.
Hallelujah. Everybody, take out your Bibles, get your compass, it's a notebook, and an ink pen, a pencil, get your highlighters ready. Hallelujah. So you'll be able to write down all the scriptures the pastor wants to share and take notes. You may even want to write down something God may drop in your spirit, and you want to write it down right then and there. You don't want to wait. Hallelujah. Tell us all over, because you just might forget. Hallelujah, hallelujah. While the word of God is going on, God can speak to your spirit too. Hallelujah. He may let some light bulbs may come on. Hallelujah. Some scriptures that you've been even wondering about, you want to write it down right then and there. Hallelujah. Take out your communion element. It's the meal that heals. You may want to stand proxy for someone. Hallelujah. You may want to write down some names of people that you don't want to forget to put into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. You want us to pray and you want to mention their names you don't want to forget. Hallelujah. Maybe someone you met today, someone you may have given a colored wristband to. Hallelujah. You may have gotten a call. Someone said, keep my family in prayer. Hallelujah. We're going through something right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Don't forget to reset those alarms 5 or 10 minutes prior to the time of us starting. We have praise and worship every morning at 7 a.m. Hallelujah. We have a good time. It's the mend the day unto the Lord. What a difference it makes in your day. Hallelujah. I cannot stress that enough. Honoring God thing in the morning, he just blesses your whole day. Hallelujah. When you're about God's business, he'll be about yours. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So don't forget, hallelujah, that's 7 a.m. every morning, and then 7 p.m. Tuesday evening, hallelujah, Bible study. Hallelujah. And then 7 p.m. Wednesday evening, our midweek victory service. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Sundays at 3. Yes, Sundays at 3 p.m., our in-person, our live service. Hallelujah. If you're unable to join us live, and still join us over the airways. Hallelujah. But we are worshiping at 2121 West Press Street. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Until our building is finished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And tell God, let us know the next move. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Join us there. Join us 2121 West Press Street. Sunday afternoons at 3. Hallelujah. If you're able to join us in a live service, continue to lift us up and listen over the airwaves. Hallelujah. Don't forget, first Sunday of the month is Friends and Family Sunday. The first and second Sunday of the month is the Potter's House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner. The third Sunday of the month, we have our birthday corner. Hallelujah. When the birthdays of the people in congregation are honored, hallelujah, with a gift and a card. Hallelujah. And the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, hallelujah, is our Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our young people being taught the word of God. Hallelujah. If you want some young people, you have some in your families, your friends, children, your godchildren, your grandchildren, hallelujah, bring them out so they can be taught the word of God. Hallelujah. You won't regret it, and they won't either. Hallelujah. I'm sure they are being taught everyday applications. Hallelujah. That can take them through life, things that they can use. Hallelujah. And they're being taught on their level. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Kiwi is teaching our young people about God. Hallelujah. They're taking them to another room. Hallelujah. While we're being taught, we hear the word of God. Hallelujah. They're hearing the word of God, too. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Then on that fourth Sunday, they're able to have a review to share with the congregation what they've learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. They're able to sing songs that they've learned and read scriptures and answer questions. Hallelujah. And give us a review on what they've learned about God. Hallelujah. And they always leave us with a beautiful keepsake. Hallelujah. That they've made in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. 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 That fourth Sunday is also when we have a guest speaker. Hallelujah. And the guest speaker for the month of March is Pastor Kiwi Stevenson. Hallelujah. Come out and hear the mighty woman of God. Hallelujah. Share right now word from the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God for all he's done. Hallelujah. How he's imparting the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And after a spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. Come out, be fed, hallelujah, spiritually and naturally. Hallelujah, where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, we thank God for our new building. It's beautiful edifice. Hallelujah, beautiful dining room. Hallelujah, beautiful child care room, his own private entrance. We thank God for the shower stations in northeast, southwest of Baltimore City. Hallelujah, for our homeward bound friends. We thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for our postal partners. Hallelujah. Everyone that's using our post office box, which is 24554 Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. Everyone that's using our Cash App, which is $TPH2023. And also everyone that's used that is using the GoFundMe page, go to GoFundMe.com and put in Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. Thank God for what he's doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for. And also, we don't want you to forget. The first Friday of the month, we take our children before the Father. We call out their names. Hallelujah. Make a list. Yes, make a list of your grandchildren, your godchildren, your every child you know. Hallelujah. Put their names on the list. Hallelujah. You got family members telling them to make out a list of their children. Hallelujah. We call their names out. You can call their names out to the Lord. Hallelujah. We want God to do a mighty work for our young people. Hallelujah. We want God to save them and sanctify them. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. That's the first Friday of the month. We call their names out and we pray for them. Hallelujah. You can even call in. Hallelujah. And give you a list. Hallelujah. While we're praying over our list, you can pray. Call your names out on your list. Then the second Friday of the month, we have men's and women's fellowship. From 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship, and 7:15 till 8:30 is the women's fellowship. Hallelujah. That's this coming Friday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Invite somebody to have some coffee or tea with you. Hallelujah. While you enjoy the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's always good. Hallelujah. We may not be able to tell you what the subject is going to be beforehand, but I guarantee you it's always going to be a blessing, and it's always going to be scripture. Scripture-led. Hallelujah. Scripture-based in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Have a calendar. Write all these things down. Keep the dates. Hallelujah. The dates and times. Hallelujah. Invite someone to listen with you every time we come forth to share the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is just awesome. Hallelujah. Also, you know what? This month has a fifth Saturday and a fifth Sunday. The fifth Saturday, we call it Super Saturday.
Hallelujah.
And we will be meeting here in the Lower Parsonage at 10 o'clock for continental breakfast, but we will be going down to Northeast Market. Hallelujah, the minister down there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Passing out the word of God. Hallelujah. We will be having, enjoying the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The area won't be the same after we leave. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know how we do. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We're going to minister and pray for people. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, and that Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah, it's Super Sunday. Hallelujah, we always say this, minister to your family Sunday. Hallelujah, but the pastor is releasing you to be able to, you can go, don't come here. The church, hallelujah. We don't have service here anymore. We have service at 2121 West Pratt Street. Hallelujah. The pastor may give you a couple of addresses. He releases you to go to have fun. Hallelujah. To enjoy the Lord in church. That is Resurrection Sunday. Have a blessed time in the Lord. If you're at home or if you stay at home with your family, if you go to church with your family, hallelujah. Enjoy the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you, Pastor.
God bless you, Pastor Peters. Thank you so much. And we'd like to share on Resurrection Sunday, our service will be at 2121 at 11 a.m. We're joining in with the Bible Church of God in Christ to have service. Again, you're released. This is a Super Sunday, and you're released to go there or wherever your heart is leading you. Spirit is leading you. We do resurrection every day. We don't wait for one day a year. That's why we are not pressured, because we celebrate the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ every day. Every day. Sometimes we do it twice a day. Come on now. With Holy Communion. That's confirmation meal, y'all. There's some churches that have Holy Communion only once a year. That's on Resurrection Sunday. But guess what? We have it every day. Sometimes we have it twice a day. In our morning worship, and then if it's on a Wednesday or Sunday, when we have service, we have it twice. In service, live service, and then in the morning on our virtual praise and worship service. So, you know, we're not tied into tradition. We're tied into Christ, y'all. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank
Dr. Peaches.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Praise God.
Sharing the housekeeping suggestions on this morning, this afternoon, this evening. I'm going to get it right, y'all. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. And may God ask that you add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeper's suggestions on this wonderful Wednesday evening. Hallelujah. And I want to take the time right now, Pastor Peaches, to thank all of the people out there who have joined in our crusade to tell at least one person a day that you love them and that God loves them too. And, you know, we discovered an easy way to put both of those together is to say, I love you with the love of the Lord. And we do that. And we thank you so much for those who do that. We're not limiting you to one person a day. You can do 1,000 a day. But we want you to at least do one person a day because it's going to change their lives. Hallelujah. At the end of the next song that you hear, the next voice you will hear will be that of a Holy Ghost spirit. Tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peachesbury with the Children's Corner on this wonderful Wednesday evening. Hallelujah.
Bye. There's a reason why I'm singing this song. I want everybody in the world to know that kids love Jesus too.
Kids love Jesus.
Yeah. My vision is to see all kids come to Christ. Let everybody, every child, everyone that has breath.
You don't have to use a special voice. You just have to talk. So when you pray, pray in your normal voice, just like when you're talking to someone you love very much, like this. Hello, Daddy. We want to know you and be close to you. Please show us how. Make everything in the world right again, in our hearts too. Do what is best, just like you do in heaven. And please do it down here too. Please give us everything we need today. Forgive us for doing wrong, for hurting you. Forgive us just as we forgive other people when they hurt us. Rescue us. We need you. We don't want to keep running away and hiding from you. Keep us safe from our enemies. You're a strong God. You can do whatever you want. You are in charge. Now and forever and for always, we think you're great. Amen. Yes, we do. You see, Jesus was showing people that God will always love them with a never stopping, never growing up, always and forever love. So they didn't need to hide anymore or be afraid or ashamed. They could start running away from God and they could run to him instead, as a little child runs into her daddy's arms. Boys and girls, look to the Lord, look to God as your father, as your daddy. You know how you like to sit on your dad's lap, or you would love to have a daddy, just like children you see on television sit on Santa Claus' lap or whatever, and everybody don't believe in Santa Claus. But just as you would sit, your children, at Christmas time, sit on Santa Claus' lap, that's just how you can sit on the lap of Jesus. You can imagine just climbing up on his lap and just talking to him. Even I, as an adult, have imagined that and just pouring out my heart to him. And you can do the same thing. Talk to him. You don't have to have a special voice. You don't have to have a certain tone in your voice. He knows what's in your heart and your mind before you even speak it out. But he still wants to hear it because he loves you. He wants you to tell him what's on your mind, how you feel, the things you're thinking about, how you want to... And even what you want to be and what you want to do when you grow up. Hallelujah. If things are not right in your home, you can tell God about that too. You know what? And he'll never share your secret. He'll never tell someone else what you told him or what you tell him. He is that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He'll be your best friend. Okay? So try him out. Test him. He's always right there with you, no matter what time of day or night. You may be by yourself. Talk to him just like he's your best friend, and let him become your best friend. Talk to the Lord. Tell him what's in your heart. Tell him how you feel. Tell him what makes you happy, what makes you sad, whatever ticks you off. He knows all of that, even before you even speak it to him. So tonight, have a heart-to-heart talk with your Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peters. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the children's corner, what we've heard tonight, in Jesus' name. To them that believe and are willing to receive.
Come on, tell me.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's what Jesus said. That's the way it's supposed to be.
I love Jesus too.
Teach your kids to praise him and give him the glory before they go to sleep. Read him a Bible story. Oh. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Children want to sing. Oh, yeah. But most importantly, is that kids love Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Part of the church now. When you're accept Christ as your personal Savior when you turn yourself over to God. Hallelujah. Is that all right, Pastor Peaches?
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I need to ask you a question, Pastor Peaches.
Yes, sir.
How do you spend... No, I guess we won't go there. Okay. How do you spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Oh, that's all right. We won't go there either. You want an easy one?
Yes, I do not know how to spell that word.
What time is it now?
Holy Communion time.
Hallelujah.
A meal that heals.
A meal that heals. This is the confirmation meal, y'all, of the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is underscoring the resurrection power of the Lord.
Yeah.
We don't have to wait for one day a year, y'all.
Amen.
Believe it or not, that's tradition. That's men's tradition. And some of the churches have decided, well, we want to get away from that tradition, so we're not going to call it Easter Sunday anymore. We're going to call it Resurrection Sunday. And they think they're being very spiritual. But see, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ every day of the year. I'm not knocking those churches that do that now. I'm not knocking any church that says Easter Sunday. I'm not knocking any church that says Resurrection Sunday. But I call it Resurrection Every Day, Jesus. Every day I'm reminded every day that he ain't in the grave. He wrote his completed work brought to our attention every day. Through Holy Communion, y'all, every day. Again, I'm not knocking anybody, so don't knock me when I tell folks that the fifth Sunday, which is Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday,
hallelujah,
we're not having a live service.
Amen.
Join in with others if we so desire. But we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ every day, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, we're a little different, y'all. But I am moved by the Spirit of the living God. And as often as we do this, he's going to show up and show off in our lives. I asked someone, Pastor Peaches, you know what? I asked somebody, I think I asked the congregation last Sunday, you know, because communion is the meal that heals. Is that right?
Amen.
Now, I asked the folks, because there's some folks, like I said, that do communion once a year. Now, do you want to be healed once a year? Do you want to be healed even once a month? Or do you want to be healed every day? And you know what the folks told me? They said every day. So we celebrate the confirmation meal of the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ every day.
Amen.
Again, we're not knocking anybody who does it less than we do. It's all right. It's still one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Hallelujah. Good. So we still celebrate Jesus Christ in the way that God has placed in our hearts. This is a meal that heals. Hallelujah. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. A text of the day is found in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. In the text of the day, it says to examine yourselves. And we do so in the light of the word of God. Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1:5b since he washed our sins in his own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14, Matthew 26, 28. We have redemption through the blood of the Lamb. It's through the blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now in the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves and for this cause. Many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Psalms 118, verse 7, he says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. I'm going to do this again because I misspoke, I think. But we're going to try it again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses, choose life that you and your children shall live. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalms 118, verse 17. You will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, glory to God. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man and you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, in which it was sent. Thank you, Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for your word on today. There's one thing you put above yourself. It's your word, Lord. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. Hallelujah. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. Hallelujah. He took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord.
In remembrance of you.
And declare, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this to remember me.
Your body
broken
for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
In remembrance of you.
Thank you, Lord.
We take this
up
and remember your Lord.
Glorify your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 4:18-19.
And every time.
Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. Declare you want to heal us everywhere we hurt, Lord. The Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the muscular skeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. From inside out, outside in. We thank you, Lord, for keeping out the creative miracle right now. In Jesus' name. Matthew 15:22. 1 John 2:1-2. 2 John 1:12-13. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:26. Hallelujah. Psalm 100. Declare, hallelujah. We are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We do nothing
more.
Likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ, as he prayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, We thank you, dear Lord. We declare this is a living testament in my blood. You just said you're coming to me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. As the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. We thank you, Lord. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already in the doorposts and lintels of our home. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 46. God, you said to bring you in remembrance that we may plead together and be justified. And we are justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you boldly say what you said. God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases will leave you, but none of the world will take you. When I see the blood, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
And every time.
We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood of today. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future, our steps and mistakes, our footfalls and failures, our death. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel and vehicle throughout the land, as we worship and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God of power, the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah, in His Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, sits the bottom, nullifies, brings to north, makes the north that brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell of their heads and their destiny. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name, and every curse against us and our family, every spell of their heads and their destiny. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We remember you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, that brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, disembowels, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. Ah, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. God, God, oh God, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our families and our bonus families, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans 4, 17. 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, saved in the image of God, full of integrity, his mighty fingers in Jesus' name, a lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are five-fold ministry gifts. We are gifts of ministry and help. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now to help us, able to keep us from falling, if it's not a thoughtless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, in glory and majesty, dominion and power, hope now and forever in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Peter, what time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save and fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Satan, we serve you notice right now. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we bless your name. And everyone says, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you for...
This time, Pastor Peters.
Yes.
You can read the addresses, please.
Starting from the beginning?
Yes.
2 Corinthians 10, verse 4. Ephesians 6, verse 12. Verses 17 and 18, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, Hebrews 4, verse 12, Proverbs 27, verse 17, Philippians 4, verse 9, 2 Timothy 2, 15, and 2 Timothy 3, 16, and 17.
Hallelujah. Now, to some of you, these scriptures may sound familiar. Is that right, Pastor Peter?
Yes.
Because what we're doing is a part two of the message that we shared on Sunday. And the message was how to sharpen the weapons of your warfare. And this is part two, y'all. And I want to go back in time to the year 1227.
Wow.
There was a gentleman by the name of Stephen Langton, who was the Archbishop of Canterbury. That's like the Pope in the English Church. That wasn't part of the Roman Catholic Church. This was the English Church. And the thing that he did that was so significant in 1227, he put chapters in the Bible. Prior to that time, the scriptures, when there were manuscripts from the beginning to the end, no breaks, no chapters, no verses. So if you wanted to go to God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's John 3:16.
Right.
But they didn't have John 3:16, so you had to go looking through the entire book of John to find out where that was.
Mm.
And to understand the significance, that's why the word of God was spoken was written to be spoken out aloud. Because somebody had to, if they were in the temple and they wanted to talk about a certain segment of the scriptures, they had to go find it, and it was not an easy chore. So, believe God moved on Stephen Langton's heart to put some chapters in Jesus. But God wasn't finished with shocking his word to make it easy for us to go from one place to another, to find what's applicable to us. Mm-hmm. Now, in 1382, the Wycliffe Bible was the first Bible that had the chapters. Still no verses, but at least it had the chapters in it.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of helped you out a little bit. The Wycliffe, John Wycliffe, the Wycliffe Bible in 1382. Then, a rabbi by the name of Nathan said, you know what? The Jewish Bible, we got to home in, and we got to sharpen this thing so we can get to what we need to get to quicker. So Nathan put verses in the chapters in the Old Testament. So that was cool. And that was in 1448, y'all. Mm-hmm. Along came some other folk in 1551. His first name was Robert, and they called him Stephanus. He says, well, let's do this to the New Testament. Because we see it done in the Old Testament. Let's do this to the New Testament. So he did that with the New Testament, and he put it together, put the verses. And then in 1560, the Geneva Bible came out with book, chapter, and verses. Hallelujah. Making it easier. You want to go to God so loved the world, you go to John 3:16. Sharpening the weapons of our warfare. This is part two. Hallelujah. Pastor Peters, can you read the first scripture, please?
Yes. 2 Corinthians, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Yeah, see, sometimes you got to repeat stuff to folks. Because the weapons of your warfare is not Uzi.
Amen.
It's not butcher knife in your kitchen utensil drawer. Neither is it a tank or is it a cannon. The Bible says, and you got to understand this word. This is it. You know, some things that are day old, you say maybe it's relevant. A year old, it may be. Yeah. Over 2,000 years, this word stands up and it says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
They're mighty through God.
But they're mighty through God through the pulling down of strongholds. You and God are the majority. You and God can win any battle.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give me another scripture. Hallelujah. I got to underscore this.
Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Now, I shared with you on Sunday, and this is Wednesday. Some of you are still battling against flesh and blood. Did you hear what the word of God said? That person is not your enemy. The devil's your enemy. The devil's the one, the enemy who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10a. The thief cometh but for to steal, kill, and destroy. The thief, that's the devil. He wanted to steal God's glory. God kicked him out of heaven.
Amen.
He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. It's the devil and all of his cohorts, his minions, all of his demons. Oh, shit. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Give me another scripture.
Mark 16, verses 17 and 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
This is why you have to sharpen the weapons of your warfare so you can do this. I'm tired of people walking into my church. It's my church, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and walking in sick and going out sick. I want to see healing in the care.
Hallelujah.
I need to sharpen the weapons of my warfare. And that's what we're doing. I want to see people delivered. I want to see miracles happen. I want to see the signs and wonders following. So that means I've got to sharpen the warfare, the weapons of my warfare. And following me doing that, the signs and wonders going to follow. Check it, folks. We'll be able to do what was just read, Mark 16, verses 17 and 18. Give me the next scripture.
Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost part of the earth.
I want y'all to know this. If you don't have the Holy Spirit of the Most High God, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which gives you the evidence of speaking in tongues, it says that the Holy Spirit is going to give you the power. You don't have the Holy Spirit, what happens? You ain't got the power that you need. You don't have your weapons sharpened. Because that's when you get the power. The Holy Spirit of the Most High God. The dunamis power from on high. Pray in your prayer language. You got to accept Lord Jesus. Accept the gift of God. The Holy Spirit. Say, if you want to ask him for, Lord, give me the Holy Spirit. Oh, that. Drench me, oh God, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Lord, let my pinkies, hallelujah, be a Holy Ghost filled. Come on now. Let the hair follicles on my head be filled with the Holy Spirit. Every inch of me filled with your Spirit, Lord. And then you can walk with boldness, with confidence, and with assurance. Because you're sharpening the weapons of your warfare. Give me another scripture.
1 Corinthians 12:8-10. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues.
When you sharpen the weapons of your warfare, when you get the Holy Spirit showing up, see, this is a gift of the Holy Spirit that will give you this. The Holy Spirit is going to give you this. He will give you. You'll walk into this. You know how this, you know how somebody in the old days, you know, somebody be dressed from the, you know, real sharp. Okay, boy, my goodness. They sharp as a tack. Every Holy Ghost filled tongue talking, fire baptized, saint of God ought to be sharp as a tack.
Hallelujah.
You ought to walk in with confidence. Oh, you know how you were when you bought a new dress and you first showed it out in public, or you got a new suit and the first time you wore it, and you got a new pair of shoes, new socks, new tie, new hat, a new sky, whatever they want to call it. You walked out, you just knew you was the cat meow, meow. Every now and then I hear the cat meow in the background here. Well, you understand, you feel like you're on top of the world. And guess what? You get Christ in you, the hope of glory. You start sharpening the weapons of your warfare.
Hallelujah.
And God's going to put you on top of the world, Lord. And he's going to make you the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6:17. The helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Sharpen your sword, y'all. I told you all about the scriptures and verses for you to know them. The way you get them in your spirit is to say them out loud every day. So you can hear yourself saying, oh, my goodness. The memory of the just is blessed. Proverbs 10:7. And when you say, well, where's that scripture? And it'll come right to you. See, the problem with a lot of folks, you know, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit brings things to your remembrance. But if you don't read it, what's going to bring to your remembrance? Nothing. Because nothing from nothing leaves nothing, y'all. And then you got to say out loud, the word of God was written to be said out loud or sung out loud.
Amen.
Saying it in your heart is wonderful, y'all. Don't stop doing it, but you got to say it out aloud. Because it's life and death that's in the power of your tongue, not in your mind. The power of life and death is in your tongue. Proverbs 18:21, y'all.
Yeah.
Speak it out aloud. Speak to yourself, even when you're going around in the house.
Amen. That's right.
Speak the word of the Lord aloud. Sing, as you say, if you can't speak it, sing it.
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, my goodness. After a while, you start stepping up just a little bit. Your steps get a little higher. My goodness. You get a little bit strength in your legs and your arms and everything. Hallelujah. Go ahead, thank God.
Yes, yes.
1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, Lord, rejoice evermore. Let's keep on praising God. God wants you to have strength and power. All the time, not just when you come to church on Sunday.
Amen.
Not just when you hear a message that touches you, but all the time. He wants you to be a mighty warrior all the time.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Give me another. Oh, yes. Wait a minute, let me just say something. One of the things that we have in this church, and I want you, if you're part of this church, start to know these things. The three steps to the seven pillars of wisdom, three steps. If it's not yours, don't take it. If it's not true, don't say it. If it's not right, don't do it. That's TSD. You can teach that to a one-year-old. Teach that to the children, y'all. Then we got the seven pillars of wisdom themselves. Have a coachable, teachable spirit, a burning desire to be excellent and please God, a willingness to work and go the extra mile, a heart of integrity and honesty, a loving heart, a forgiving heart, and a giving heart. You're sharpening your sword, y'all. You're sharpening the weapons of your warfare when you walk with that, when you know that. Then the five levels of knowledge. You know this. Learn this. Learned knowledge. Revealed knowledge. Activity knowledge. Modeling knowledge. And teaching knowledge. Know this. Get it in your spirit. You're sharpening the weapons of your warfare. You won't be satisfied with the Bible says somewhere in the Bible it says, for God to love the world that he gave. You want to know the address. You are not satisfied no longer with just thinking it's in the Bible, because a lot of people say stuff ain't in the Bible, but they think it's there. Now, you know, the Bible says you make one step, he'll make two. Ain't in the Bible, y'all. Be careful what you say God said.
Amen.
My. Sharpen the weapons of your warfare. Don't come out with stuff. If you don't know the address, you ought to stop before you say it. And if you got to say it, or God is asking you to say it, say it, but look here, I'm going to get back to you and give you the address, and then go looking for it. Don't just say something and not do it. Go looking for it and come back with it. You talk about you love the Lord and love his word, and you don't know where it is. That's just like saying, I want you to go see Uncle Joe in New York City and give him a message for me. All right, where does he live? I don't know the address, but he's in New York.
Oh, my goodness.
There are 8 million people in New York. You're going to spend all your life trying to find Uncle Joe. And then when you find an Uncle Joe, it might not be the right Uncle Joe. It means somebody else's Uncle Joe. But when you get the address, hallelujah. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's Matthew 6:9. A lot of people they quote the Lord's Prayer. Where is this found? And you don't know? And you call it the Lord's Prayer? That's really our prayer. The Lord's Prayer is in the Garden of Gethsemane. But our prayer is in Matthew. Well, it's one of them because it's several other places. But the one that I love is in Matthew 6th chapter. Y'all know that. I have a desire to know what you're talking about. Because if you say something and you don't know where it is, then you don't know what you're talking about. You say, but Brother Barry, we've been quoting stuff for years in the church and didn't know where it was in the Bible. Sharpen the weapons of your warfare, y'all. The Word of God says in Ephesians 6:17, Papashaka, the sword of the Spirit. The Word of God. I think that's right. I don't know. Check me out on that. I had one brother. I gave a scripture one time.
Mm-hmm.
And I misspoke. And he called me. And you have carte blanche to call me if I give the wrong address. You call me up. And I said, that's okay. I didn't misspoke. I gave the wrong address. It was in the song. And he said, yeah. And I gave him credit. Because everybody say stuff, then they give an address. It may not be the right address, y'all. Uncle John is on 534 Glendon Street in New York City. I don't even know if they got a Glendon Street in New York. But you gave him an address. It may not be the right address. So you check it for yourself. This is a no-so salvation. You heard?
Amen.
Don't just sit and listen to folks because they sound good. You got itching ears, young lady, young man, old lady. he sounds good. Oh, my goodness. He sounds like T.D. Jakes. Or he sounds like Creflo Dollar. Woo! He sounds like Jesse the Prince. He sounds like he sounds like whoever. But is the word true?
Amen.
Is he giving the right addresses? Is he giving out the right word? Oh, give me another scripture. I'm sorry.
Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick. And powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
You need the word of God, y'all, to be sharp just like that. Hebrews And he said the same thing every day. How do you think I'm going to remember it? Y'all saying stuff once or twice a year, you ain't going to remember it. Sometimes they just saying stuff once or twice a week, you ain't going to remember it. But I use some scriptures I use every day, say stuff every day. And every time I sit in church and I say, what's our biblical foundation? Somebody ought to jump up and say, Jeremiah 18, verses 1 through 6, Romans 12 and 2.
Amen.
Because I say it every day. Pay attention. I know some of you say, you're so poor you can't pay attention. I want you to know that God will give you the ability to pay attention.
Amen.
Proverbs 10 and 7, the memory of the just is blessed. Pay attention.
Amen.
And remember this stuff because it's life. The word of God is the electrifying power and life of God. Those folks that you've been giving this verse to, something has changed in their life. There's going to be testimonies to you. You know, ever since you gave me this wristband, Lord have mercy. Doors have been opening up, almost like Get Smart. Y'all 50 may remember Get Smart. Young folks never know, may not. But that was one of those spoof type of things, secret agents. He'd be walking, and a door be opening to the left and to the right, up and down, and he'd walk in the phone booth, and the phone, he dropped through the floor to the secret entrance. That stuff starts happening. Well, stuff's going to happen. Things are happening with people with the scripture whisper. It's the electrifying power of God. You got it with you. God got to bless you. Glory to God because you got his word on you.
Amen.
Give me another scripture.
Proverbs 27:17. Hallelujah. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend.
We must understand. I'm getting iron, and you're getting iron, and we're going to sharpen one another. That's how you sharpen swords and knives and machetes and all that other kind of stuff. It sharpens iron. But what helps you for it to be sharpened? You don't put no oil on your metal. You put water. And what's the water? It's the water of the word. Isn't it God? That helps you sharpen the weapons of your warfare. And you have your weapons sharpened. You won't be tricked. You won't walk into a blindsided situation. The only blindsided situation you'll walk into is a blindsided blessing. You didn't see it coming, but it came anyhow. You didn't know it was coming, but it dropped on you anyhow. You didn't know it was showing up, but God poured out his spirit upon you anyhow. Thank you, Jesus. Good. That's the only blindsided thing you're going to walk into because you got the word. You know what you got? You got 788,280 words, the Holy Bible. If you're going to use the renewed Holland version of the King James Version Bible in 1882, you got 783,137 words. But it's your sword, y'all. It's your sword, y'all. Don't you dare go into battle without your sword, y'all. Don't you dare go to war without the weapons of your warfare and make sure they are sharpened.
Amen.
Give me another scripture.
Philippians 4:9. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you.
Practice, practice, practice. Do you think that Michael Phelps won all of these awards because he just jumped in the water and decided. He practiced. You want to be skilled in the Word of God? Practice. Glory to God. You want to know what to say, when to say it, how to say it? Practice. What you heard me say, what you heard right now word from another preacher say, what you heard from a Holy Ghost-filled child say, come on now, what you heard, glory to God, hallelujah, for somebody you think, you may equate them to a mule. You know, they nothing good could come out of them. But, see, the mule opened up his eyes and opened up his mouth and told the prophet, look, there are angels with flaming swords up there, and they're going to kill you and probably me, too, if we keep going. Will you just open up your spiritual eyes and see? Hallelujah. Sharpen the weapons of your warfare so you can hear from God, so you can hear the warnings of God, so you can hear the magnificent word of God say, I am going to, hallelujah, bless you today to be the blessing. I am going to perform a miracle in your life today. You want to be able to hear that, is that right? Somebody want to hear God say, I have overcome the world, and I've given you power to do the same thing. Hallelujah. The house is yours. The car is yours. The job is yours. That husband is yours. That wife is yours. Glory to God. The healing is yours. Thank you, Jesus. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
It says to sharpen your sword, y'all. Don't come to me and tell me you've been called by the Lord. I said, well, give me three scriptures real quick and give me the addresses. And you can't do it. You go back and see if you heard from God or you heard from your opinion or you heard from your flesh. It's time for us to start hearing from God. And if we hear from God, God is a God of order, decency. He's a consistent God. Watch out now. God is a God of protocol, orderly. And if you think God called you to interrupt the pastor while he's preaching and say what you want to say is on your mind, you're outside your mind.
Amen.
And you need to be escorted to the back room so someone can pray those demons out of you. Time to hear from God those voices.
Amen.
Not from, hallelujah, our flesh. We need to hear from God. How can we hear from God? Sharpen up the weapons of our warfare.
Yes.
With that mighty the God that is pulling down a stronghold. Give me another scripture.
2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Perfect means mature, spiritually mature. When you see that word, perfect means mature, spiritually grown up. Hallelujah. Weapons of your warfare. When you sharpen the weapons of your warfare, you get to 2 Timothy 3:16-17. In order to get to, in order to get to 2 Timothy 3:16-17, you got to get to 2 Timothy 2:15. You get there first. Study! No, not just on Sunday, y'all. Not just on Wednesday, y'all. Not just on Tuesday, y'all. But y'all need to open up the Word throughout the week.
Yeah.
Something you don't know, one of the things that I learned, and I thank God for the class I had when I went to Morgan, it's called vocabulary development. And what this teacher told us, when you hear a word that you don't know, stop and look it up.
Amen.
Find out what it means. If something comes through your life and you don't understand what it means or what it's really saying, stop. Look it up in the Word of God. The 788,280 words, King James Version, 1611, or the 783,137 words of the 1882 King James Version. But it's in there. It's in there, y'all. The 1,189 chapters in the Bible. It's in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's in there, y'all.
Amen.
Was that the last scripture?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. How to sharpen the weapons of your warfare. I told you, 2 Timothy 2:15. Amen. So be it. Amen. Selah. Pause and think about it. Pastor Peaches, all I'm going to say is amen. The floor is yours.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you to everyone that has joined us tonight. And we hope and we know that the Word of God has blessed you. Hallelujah. Please join us in the morning. Hallelujah. For morning prayer. Hallelujah. Start your day off with Jesus. Hallelujah. And if there's anyone out there that desires to give Jesus Christ your heart, please repeat this prayer behind me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sin. Lord, I'll make you my Lord and Savior. And I thank you, Lord. I believe, I confess with my mouth, and I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ died and he rose again. And I thank you, Lord God, for coming into my heart and I'll make you my Lord and Savior. We believe if you repeated that prayer, you are now saved. Hallelujah. If you desire a Bible, please call us at 410-444-5152, and we will see that you get the Bible. You'll be able to read the Word of God morning, noon, and night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please join us, everyone, in the morning prayer. That number is 720-527. 952, and the access code is 1034545. Be blessed of the Lord, and may your sleep tonight be sweet.
Come on and praise him. Come on and lift him. Wait a minute. God can do anything. God can do anything. God can do anything. But God can do anything. God can do anything. God can do anything. But
God can do anything. 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 God can do anything.
Nobody but you, Jesus. Hallelujah.